But now it's time for the Design Files. And today our writer-in-residence, Colin Bissett, looks at the Bauhaus and reflects on its short life, but its very powerful influence.
What is it about simplicity that people find so threatening? We need look no further than the turbulent history of the Bauhaus in Germany to see this illustrated. The Bauhaus Design School was started in 1919 with a proclaimed aim to create a new architecture by unifying the disciplines of painting, sculpture, design and handicraft. Using new teaching methods and drawing on the latest design philosophies of nearby Holland, France and Russia, it quickly became a beacon for all that was modern, with a focus on a form follows function simplicity. Such new ideas were deemed alarming, and moves were quickly made to close the school by the local right-wing council. In 1926, it was re-established in a gleaming white building in Dessau, designed by its director, Walter Gropius. The next few years were its heyday, and photographs document its extraordinary life, with students posing in bizarre costumes, even dressing as famous buildings, and experimenting with ideas such as seats made from a column of air. In one class, students were asked to create a structure from a newspaper. While some struggled with scissors and origami-like foldings, the winner was the student who simply stood the folded newspaper on its edges to create the perfect A-frame. With its strong sense of collectivism and lack of reverence for tradition, it's unsurprising that by 1933 it was finally brought down by the Nazis, having struggled on as a private college under the leadership of Mies van der Rohe. Despite only 14 years of existence and a mere 1,300 students passing through its doors, it's a reminder that while politics can censor the design process in the short term, the power of strong design is unstoppable.
Colin Bissett on the Bauhaus's long tale of influence. Up soon, I'll be joined by architect Chris Boss.